Pam Drock, Evansville, MPO.
Luke Hill, NDOT.
Dakota Reese, NDOT.
Thomas Witt, KYTC.
Sayed Shukusade, Evansville, MPO.
Mike Lebitsky, City of Evansville.
Carrie Aiken, Evansville, MPO.
Matt Schrafer, Evansville, MPO.
Thanks. And we have Aaron Schrafer and Jennifer Scott in the audience. Now we'll go through everyone who's on virtual. If you can announce here and then also the organization that you're with. Sean Hayden.
Here, Eastland Mall.
Jessica Waddle. Nick Hall.
Here, KYTC.
Janet Pitt.
Here, Evansville Trails Coalition.
Steve Raleigh.
Here, Warwick County Economic Development.
Rick Wilson.
Rick Wilson with Mets.
Chai Mamadala.
President, SJCA.
Nate Hahn.
Here with EVV.
Nick Hall. I'm sorry, I already said Nick Hall.
Still here, and I'm KYTC.
Lori Van Hook.
Here with Evansville Trails Coalition.
Karen Brooks.
Karen Brooks with East Sales Rehabilitation Center.
Brandon Downing. Downing.
It's Braden.
Braden, sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
Is there anyone that I've missed online? Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie. Minutes are circulated and it appears that I got re-put in this role. So thank you, even though I wasn't present. I guess I owe Lori and John some thanks. So,
you're welcome, Nate.
Hey, you're still, I still see you there as VP. So I'm sure I'll miss another one. Anyone comments, questions, edits to the minute? If not, I'd entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, and all those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Are there any opposed? Okay, minutes have passed. Old business, Pam with a project update.
Okay, starting with the City of Evansville projects, Walnut Street Phase 3. I drove on it yesterday, so I feel confident to say the final asphalt surface is in place from 41 to Garvin Street. Work continues on the final phases of the project, and they anticipate an early summer completion for all the construction activities. We've added a new project to the project update, 3rd Street from Court to Parrot. The preliminary engineering contract was awarded to VS Engineering. Moving on to Vanderburgh County projects, Oak Hill Road from Lynch Road to St. George. 45 parcels have been acquired. 2 parcels are in condemnation. Wimberg Road Bridge, stage 2 plans were submitted. Center Point Gas is proceeding with acquiring a utility easement. Right-of-way engineering is complete and a notice to proceed with acquisition has been given. The environmental document was submitted to NDOT for comments. Warwick County projects, Telephone Road, water main relocation is complete. Epworth Road Phase 1, environmental document was released for public comment. Legal notice of planned improvement was issued with a response date of May 2nd, 2025 listed in that notice. Epworth Road Phase 2, notice to proceed with preliminary engineering work was issued April 7th. Oak Grove Road Phase 4, the Minor Projects Programmatic Agreement, which is the MPPA, was submitted to NDOT for review and concurrence. Moving to the City of Henderson and the county projects, Green River Road Sidewalk Project. The project was advertised on April 18th. Pre-bid was held on April 29th, and the bid opening is scheduled for today. Wathen Lane Project, road work continues with closure between Wolf Hills Boulevard and Braxton Park Drive. The placement of the curbs and the pavement continues, and they are targeting for a late summer completion. And that's it with the local projects. I'll turn it over to NDOT for their update.
Thank you. We have added a couple more projects in the area, so got quite a few updates to go through. The first one I'll talk about is R42753. This is concrete pavement restoration on I-69 State Road 57. Pre-final inspection took place on March 12th. They are working on punch list items to finish up that contract, so that should be wrapping up here soon. B42876, US 41 pedestrian walk. Median U-turn is open to traffic. Aesthetics for the pedestrian bridge will be installed soon. We will host a ribbon cutting when the aesthetics are complete. R41410, US 41 north of State Road 66 and 62. Continuing to place asphalt in phase three, working on pavement removal at Maxwell and Columbia. Then R44898, these are intersection improvements on State Road 66 at Van Burkhart, Cross Point, and Stockwell. Center Point has completed relocations at Burkhart and Cross Point. Communication lines need to be moved to new poles. Stockwell is expected to be completed by the end of May, early June, and permanent pavement markings will be placed. R42287, these are intersection improvements once again at Rosenberger and Engel, along with others. Contractor is setting beams at the bridge. They set beams on May 1st. The demolition of railroad bridge is ongoing. Contractors installing T-walls at Carpenter Creek Bridge. Roadway foundation and earthwork is ongoing. Pavement work will soon start. R44971, this is a slide correction on State Road 66 west of US 41. Construction is ongoing, and they are working on final pavement markings. Next, contract B44147. This is substructure repair on State Road 62, just east of US 41. The final tracings were up at central office, and the apparent bid results are now open, and it looks like this contract will soon be awarded. Next one, R43982. This is a HMA overlay, State Road 57, just north of US 41. Stage three review comments have been received, and they're working towards final tracings, which are due in July. R45152, these are intersection improvements at St. Joseph and Wabash Avenue. Stage three has been submitted, getting potholes to locate AT&T and getting utility work plans. Then B44508, just below it, bridge replacement, US 41, just south of I-64. Continued work on stage two design, utility conflicts identified, listing five different utilities. The draft environmental document will be finalized in the next couple of months, and the geotech report is starting up. On the next page, these are intersection improvements at Stockwell and Bakey. Utility relocations are ongoing, and the maintenance of traffic plans are being finalized. And then right below it is the rebelization of US 41. This was not on last sheet, but it is now added to this one. It's got a letting date currently of August of 2027. They are continuing work on stage one design plans in the geometric report, working on utility verification and the waters report. Subsurface utility engineering field investigations are underway, and environmental and right-of-way work is continuing. Right below it is bike pedestrian facilities on State Road 66. Survey is being completed, working on red flag investigation, and working on stage one design. And then this one got added as well. This is contract R44500. A couple projects got added to this contract, State Road 57 roundabout at the Green River intersection and State Road 57 ADA sidewalk ramp construction. Roundabout alternatives are being reviewed and a meeting about the final decisions on the type of roundabout will be held on May 16th. So this one will be added to the list here on out and updates will be given at every meeting since these were added to this contract. And then here are the last couple ones, US 41 at Lynch Road. We just had a kickoff meeting to make sure everyone is on the same page and restarting all the coordination, railroad, right-of-way, and utilities. They are working on a dummy stage 2 submittal before jumping into stage 3 design plans. And lastly, the last one I'll talk about is US 41 at St. George intersection improvement. Project got moved back to October 11th, 2029 letting due to reshuffling taking place at central office. Continued work on stage 1 design plans and stakeholder coordination is ongoing. And the last thing I do want to mention, construction is going on ORX. For if you guys want to have any updates, go to i69ohioriverCrossing.com to see all the updates and all the construction taking place because work is well underway. And those are all the updates NDOT has. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick. Very much appreciate that. Any questions for Pam or for Nick about the project update? Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead and move forward. TIP modifications, Pam?
The modifications are on the agenda for your informational purposes. We processed several modifications for Federal Highway as well as for FTA projects that are currently in the TIP. Most, if not all, are revising funding, adding funding, or moving the fiscal year for the funding. So there were no changes in terms of adding new projects or eliminating projects. It's all just revising funding for projects that are currently in the TIP.
And when it says revise funding, does that mean it's revising like the where it's coming from or amounts or?
Typically, it's more the amounts. So as the project proceeds through the development phases, the cost estimates are more refined and things like that.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, we'll move forward. New TIP stuff.
Okay, so at the last meeting, we presented to the committee the new fiscal year 2026-2030 Transportation Improvement Program and the conformity document. We've gone through the public comment period, which was held from March 17th through April 16th, during which we had 3 open house meetings. During the open house meetings, we answered questions on projects in the TIP, but we only had 1 official comment received on the TIP document itself, and that that comment related to looking at Washington Avenue for a project similar to the Walnut Street project. So we've added that to the TIP document in Appendix C. The other changes that were made to the draft document since we presented it on March 13th of this year, Henderson County and the City of Henderson asked the MPO to add an intersection project at 2-2183 and Kentucky 1539. So we added that to their program of projects. We also added right-of-way estimates for the 3rd Street project in Evansville, the Epworth Road Phase 1 project in Warrick County. Federal Highway recommended that the amendment thresholds that we have in our TIP, that we adjust those to align with the NDOT thresholds. So we did that as well. And that helps to streamline the process. If we make a modification or amendment to our TIP based on those threshold numbers, it's easier for the NDOT program to make those same changes since we're using the same threshold numbers. And then we made some minor changes to the local program fiscal constraint, the MPO money that's in that. We had previously estimated for future years of having $8,690,000. That was adjusted down to $8,605,000 for each year for programming. We also received some comments this week from Federal Highway and FTA, and their minor changes as well to the text document and clarifications to the amendment and modification process. So we will be making those changes prior to putting the final document out on our webpage. With all these changes, the fiscal constraint and performance measure tables were also updated. The TIP projects are fiscally constrained, and the projects that are in the TIP are consistent with our MTP 2050. So we're here today to ask for your consideration to approve the 2026-2030 TIP, as well as the conformity document.
Any questions for Pam?
Nate, I just want to make a mention that Mike O'Daniel from EREP is now on before we do the vote.
Thank you. Hearing no questions, we'll entertain a motion to approve the final 2026-2030 and associated conformity.
This is Sean. I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Sean, for the motion. Do I have a second?
This is Lori. I second.
Thank you, Lori. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify with an aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. And then Henderson 2025 shift project sponsorship. Matt, are you taking care of that for us?
I got it, Nate. Thank you. As part of Kentucky's Strategic Highway Investment Formula for Tomorrow, or SHIFT process, the MPO must select six of their highest priority projects from Kentucky's unfunded projects list to sponsor. And these selected projects, along with those sponsored by KYTC District 2, will then be analyzed and given a data-driven score based on safety, congestion, and reliability, economic growth, benefit cost, and asset management and resilience. So we met with leaders from the city of Henderson, Henderson County, as well as representatives from KYTC District 2 on March 31st in Henderson, and collectively came up with the six projects listed below to sponsor, those being added turn lanes on Kentucky 812 near the sports complex, reconstruction of Watson Lane from Green River Road to from Green River to Sunset Lane, reconstruction of Kentucky 416 from US 41 to I-69, reconstruction of Elm Street from Watson Lane to High Y Drive, reconstruction from Kentucky 1539 or LaRue Road from Kentucky 351 to Kimsey Lane, and then intersection upgrade at Kentucky 2183 and Kentucky 1539. So we'll need your approval for me to submit these projects for the SHIFT process to sponsor. Any questions?
Hearing none, I would entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
We got a motion. Do we have a second?
Steve, I'll second.
Thank you, Steve. We have a motion, a second. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion. All those in favor of approving the Henderson 2025 SHIFT project sponsorship, signify with an aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you, Matt. I'm not showing anything under other business. Do we have any public comments? Okay. Hearing no public comments. Upcoming dates are listed on the agenda, and we'll stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Have a great day.